Okay, we're on. Daf Lamates at the Mishnah. Three lines from the bottom. Mi shehayu loy, well, I had that in low. Peroisov, somebody that they were his fruits, be'ir acharis, in his neighboring city. Yeah, meaning they're not by him. The arvu, and they made an eruv, b'nei oisoyir, the people of the other city, lahoviyetzloy, to bring to the rightful owner, mi peroisov, for his peroisov. Now the thing is, he didn't make an eruv though, right? He doesn't have the ability to get to the next city, right? There are his fruits in the next city, and the people in the next city made an eruv so they could bring it to him, but he couldn't go there himself. So the halacha is lo yaviu loy, we can't bring it to him. As soon as he can't go there, yeah, we say that they don't get his tchum. Maybe they do get his tchum, but he can't go there. So it's the im irev who. But if he made an eruv that gives him the ability to go to that city, then pay yourself kamoyu.
So this means they both made an eruv. He also made one.
Yes. Yeah. In a case where they made an eruv so they could get to him, but he'd also made an eruv, so he could get potentially get to his fruits, and he's allowed to go there, so that his fruits could go with him. So basically, the fruits are like him. Basically, the fruits are like him. So if he can go, then his fruits can also go come. Yeah. And if he can't go, then his fruits cannot come.
Can they use his fruits as the eruv?
I don't know. I don't think you can move his fruits.
So, I'm not
getting
an error on the
Yom Tov. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Guests. Yom Tov guests. Misha Zimein Etzloi Orchim. Okay. Somebody invited guests to come from him, from the neighboring city. They were friendly, on good terms. Now, and they want to go home, the guests. Lo Yilichu B'yadam Manos. They can't take in their hands Manos portions, meaning they can't take a doggy bag home. Right, they came over from the next city, they had a nice Yom Tov meal, and there was an excess. Yeah, and he says to them, do you want to take some of this home to your wives? Yeah, and they're not allowed to.
Because he didn't make an error to go to their city?
I assume so, yes.
They made an error to go to his city?
Yes. Right. Well, yeah, but he owned the food. Right, and as he didn't have an error. Okay. Ella, im kein zikir lahem, but if he would have done Zechiah, he would have made a kinyan for them. So basically, he put it in their the food in their domain. Masnoseya mer of Yom Tov. If basically the food, he basically gave them the food before Yom Tov, then they could take the donkey back home. Now, Itmar, a mafkid peiros eitzel chaveru, somebody who deposits fruits by his friends. Okay, so you put your friends by in someone else's machsan. Yeah, Rab Amar, so who does the tchum go by? Does the tchum go by the owner, or does the tchum by the person who it's by? Yeah, Amar, so Rab Amar, Kuragle Misha Hifkidu Etzlo. It's like the tchum of the person who it was deposited by. Right, I call him Mr. Etzlo, just for my own ease. It's Mr. Etzlo, okay? Because Shmuel's right, and Shmuel Amar, correctly hamafkid, it's like the tchum of the depositor. It's yeah, it's still hit. Okay.
That's Mr. Mafkid.
That's Mr. Mafkid, but Mr. Mafkid can just call Mafkid on his own, so you know, right. But I have difficulty saying Misha Hifkidu Etzlo. It's quite a long, so I call him Mr. Etzlo. Okay. Now, Salema says the Gemara, Rav Vashmul, Rav and Shmuel, the Ozdul Tamayu, they go according to their reasoning. Ditanan, we've got a Mishnah. Okay, so this is in a totally different subject, but it's related. This is talking about damages. This is from Baba Kama, I think. Yeah, it's talking about damages. So now it's a similar case, and it's talking about somebody who deposited his stuff by somebody else in someone else's courtyard, and then some damage happened. Who's responsible? I deposited something in somebody else's chotzer. That thing gets damaged. Yeah, who is responsible? Now, what was the contract? So the contract over here was he said to the person, he said, the person said, oh, that's what I wanted to look at this morning. I know I'm going to look. It says, the person said to him, all. So all in Aramaic means bring in. It doesn't mean like on top of. All means like boy el poro, means al el poro. It says, right? But it says, it says, it come in. So then the question is, what does come in mean? Does come in mean come in and I'll look after it for it, don't worry, it's off your head, it's my responsibility, or means no, bring them in, but you can carry on taking responsibility for them. So that's a dispute between Rebbe and the Chachamim, right? So im hichnis Bereshus. So everyone agrees that he had permission because he said, "Oh, bring him in." Okay. Balachot zechayev. So the Chumim say the balachot zeh is chayev. Since he said bring it in, it meant bring it in, and I'm going to look after it for you. Now Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says le'olam enu chayev is not chayev. Ad shikabel alav balabayis lishmor. Right. The owner of the chotzer is not chayev to guard the payros if a damage happens until he says explicitly, it says, "I'm going to guard them for you." So he understands when he says, "Oh, bring them in." Yes, it means bring them in, but you got to keep an eye on them. Okay. Rav halacha kedivrei chachamim. So Rav, who says the halacha is like divrei chachamim, the Gemara is going to speak it all out. Yeah. And v'shmul amar, Shmuel says the halacha is karebi. Okay. So lema Rav. The Omar Karabonan. Right, so not say that Rav holds at the Rabbanan. We said Rav holds the with into Chumim. Yeah, we go by Litztetzlo, right? The person who is by. Yeah. And therefore, and the Rabbanan over here says of the responsibility, yeah, is by the person who it's by, the Balachotza. Right? And Shmuel, the Omar Karebi, and Shmuel is saying like Rebbe, because Shmuel says over here, in Tuchumim, he says that it's by the mafkid, right, the person who deposits. And over here, he's saying the responsibility. Rebbe says the responsibility is by the person who deposits. Yeah, who put it in the chotzer. So let's say that there's the same machlokis. So what we're going to do? We're going to say no. We're going to say everybody holds like me. And so how do we explain that? Amalecha Rav. Rav would say to you, honor the Amri afilu the Rebbe. I say even according to Rebbe, because the case is different, right? In right, ad kan lo ka'ama Rebbe. And Rebbe says over there with regards to something getting damaged, hosom elodabit stammer. He only said stam. He just said oh. He didn't explain. He didn't say oh, and I'm going to guard for you. He said just bring it in, right? So bring it in. So he meant bring it in, and you can guard it for yourself. Yeah, lo kabel alei. He did not accept Kabbalah lay upon himself. Nitirusa means Shmira in Aramaic. He didn't accept to guard it, right? He didn't say he was going to guard it. Aval hacha here by Tuchumim, right? Ha Kabbalah lay, he accepted upon himself Nitirusa to guard it. Because the normal case of a Mafkin and a Mr. Etzlow, right? And right is that you're depositing it by him, and the person takes responsibility. So he's saying, in our case, the assumed case is that he took responsibility. Whatever it is, he took responsibility. The case of Rebbe and the Rabbanan and the Chachamim is an unusual case. It's talking about a case where it wasn't clear. Someone just said, oh. Right, so since he said all, so then that's left up to, debates. You know, what did he mean? Did he mean all, you got it yourself, or all, I'll take care of it? But in this case over here, he said, can I deposit something by you? And if someone says, can you deposit by something by me? That's obviously, we understand that Shmira, I would assume. That's right. Okay. But so it's either explicit or implicit, but it's clear in our case that, and even Rebbe would agree in our case, that you'll be chayev the Balachatza, Mr. Etzlow. Okay, the Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel would say to you, Ana de Omri Afil L'Rabbanan, I say, even according to the Rabbanan. Right? To Adkan, look, Omri Rabbanan, Hosom, the Rabbanan only say over there with regards to the Chotza and something got damaged. Yeah, Ella de Nichale, that it's pleasant for him, it's happy to him, Lay, Le'inish, for a person, de Nikum, that it should be established, Torah is his ox, Bereshuse, in the domain, Dabal Chotze. And we'll explain this, it's a long sentence over here. Why? Why do we want it to be in the domain of the person who owns the Chotze? Why? De'i Mazikle, because if it will damage him, let's say he deposited a shore over here, and the shore, and this ox has slightly, it's an aggressive ox, yeah, and he's concerned that he may damage something whilst he's staying by his neighbor, yeah. So lo mechayev, if the responsibility is upon the person of the chotzer, so therefore, right, he's got an, it's in his better interests that he should put it in the responsibility of the person of the chotzer. So over there in the chotzer case, where we understand that he's trying to get it over to in his responsibility, in contrast of al hacha over here, yeah, mi nichalei, is it by tchumim, right? Is it pleasant for him le'inish? Right, for a person, likum peire reshusei dechavrei, the legabi tchumim, does he want it to be in the reshusei view of the person, to be restricted by his tchum? He wants to live in his tchum. He's got no, there's no financial advantage over here. There's only moment in Issa. He's looking at the Issa aspect. With the Issa aspect, he doesn't want it to be in his reshusei. So he wants to retain the ownership. So even the tchumim would agree, in our case with tchumim, that he would want it to be by the
mafkir.
By the mafkir. Thank you. No.
No.
No. Yes. Correct. Brilliant. Thank you. Okay. Tanan. Now we're gonna have a kasha now from our Mishnah. We're going back to the tchumim. Rav says it's like Mr. Etzlo, it's the person who it's by, right? And Shmuel holds it's like the mafkid. Okay? The im irev hu peirosov kamoyu. So it says in the Mishnah, if he made an eruv, right? This is the case where he put them in the next city and he made an eruv that he could go there. The peiros are like him, right? So the I amart karagli mishivkidu Etzlo. If you want to say that, like the tchum of the person who he deposited by, yeah, ki irev hu, when the owner made an eruv, my heavy, who cares? Yeah, and then if the rule is right, if you deposit something by somebody, right, it goes by the person who you deposited by. So who cares if the owner can get that? What's the relevance? So therefore, yeah, this is Gasha on Rav.
No, but with regards to who's responsible, that's true.
But
with regards to what they can be brought.
Yeah, Tchumim. We're talking about Tchumim now. Yeah.
So if he didn't make an error.
But Rav said it in general. Rav was speaking in Tchumim. Rav was saying in Tchumim that we say that was Shmuel's, that you were in Shmuel's mindset over there. Right? He went and he said, I'm depositing by you, right? So that you're looking after them. So who cares if I can make an eruv?
Okay.
So answer the Gemara though. Yeah, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Bei Rav. Says Rav Huna in the name of Bei Rav is the yeshiva of Rav. It's coming to answer for Rav. Kegon Sheyichid Lo Keren Zavis. No, we're talking about a case where he designated a corner for him. So that's different. So let's look at Rashi on this one, right? So basically, what's the kasha? The kasha is, right, according to Rav, we say that it goes according to the person who he deposited it by. And we see in the Mishnah that it goes like the owner, right? So in Rashi, Sheyichilo Keren Zovis, right, that he, so the owner of the, I mean, Mr. Etzlo, right, the person who was deposited by, to Ushlei. Ushlei is lost, and it's very hard to see in there, but it's lost, and he lent to him in Aramaic. This is kind of right that he lent Besa. He lent him a house, or meaning a part of a room in his house. Right? Hilkach, therefore, Bershus Mafkidhein. In this particular case, they're in the domain, they're in the property in a certain sense, that, albeit borrowed property, they're in the property of the person who deposited it. So this case is an exception.
The Mishnah,
it was from our Mishnah, right? This Tanaic source, yeah, it was talking about a case where he, right, Hilkach, right, Aval Hacha, right, over here, yeah, the Moshchan Shoimer, in the case of the typical case of Rav, or the normal case of Rav's case where you deposited it by somebody else, so you hand it over to Mr. Etzlo, and he draws it to him, Shoimer, the Kibbalah Shmir Osan, because he accepted the the Shmira. That was Rav's thing. Is it Stam or is it B'meferush? Yeah, Harehe and Karaglov, they are like the Mr. Etzlov. Moshkon means he drew them. Not
Rav is the Machkin.
Mr. Etzlov. Aval Hak, look at that. Aval Hakha, de Moshkon. Who Moshkon? De Moshkon. That he, right, drew them, meaning the Mr. Etzlov. Yeah? Shoymeh, he says, right? The Kibbal of the Shoymeh, Shmiroson. Harehuka Raglov of the Shoymeh. Okay. Now, so we answered that. Okay, now. Another Kasha. Okay. Tashma. Misha Zimin Etzloi, so this is also from the Mishnah. Misha Zimin Etzloi Orchim. Somebody invited Orchim. Lo Yiluchu Biyodom, right? We can't take in their hands. Manois, the doggy bags, right? The portions, El Inkin, unless Zichalahem, and Zichia basically did a kinyan for them. Masnoisea, Mayor of Yom Tov. So, but in the event that he did, though, right, he did a kinyan for them on Erev Yom Tov, right? We're going to say that it's like, right, it's like the, they can take it back, the doggy bags. Via Mart, Karagli, Mishif, Kidu, Etzlo. And if you want to say it's like the person who was deposited by, like Rav, Mr. Etzlo, Ki Zichlehem, right, when he's Mazakis to them, Al Yidei Acha, when he does this, right, my heavy, who cares? How's that? You know, at the end of the day, it's by the tum goes by the person who you deposited it by. So why does the zechia help? So answer the Gemara. Hachaname, so too in this case. Kivan shezicha lehem al yedei acha. No, here he actively was mazakah to them al yedei acha. So it's going to come out kami shiicha lo keren zovis dami. It's as if that he designated a corner of his room for him. So therefore, it's as if the person owns that, right? The Mr. Mafkid owns that part of the room, and therefore it's in his domain, and therefore it's like him. Yeah. Alternatively, you could say, Ema, I think that's what we would work for, Zicha Shiny, right? If he does Zichia, right? He's trying to say basically, it's not mine anymore, and it's yours. He's trying to get it out of his rishus. So over here, this is obviously an exception, right? Rav and Shmuel were talking around a case where somebody hands it over to somebody else and he's going to guard it for him. Yeah, but over here, if the Shomer is trying to actively get it out of his, well, it's not really Shomer, he's trying to actively get it out of his domain, then that will be different. We're going to stop here.